thug I wanted to ask you about is a little thug, you know, that's bad about burning into your skin and making it itch. You have anything like that? Not exactly. You ever heard people talk about red bugs or?
Yeah, we have red bugs. Seed ticks. Mm-hmm.
You ever heard a red bug called anything besides that?
No, sir.
Do people talk about chiggers?
Yeah.
And is that the same as a red
bug?
That's
the same thing.
Are they a problem?
Well, no, not really anymore. Now, if you go and work out in the woods, in the timber and stuff, get out in the woods, they're on the bushes and things.
Oh, yeah.
And you get them, but to me, I never, now my husband has some trouble with them, you know. You can't hardly see them. You have to just scrub them off, you know. You can't hardly see how to pick them off. They're little tiny seed ticks. You don't see them. But you can't hardly see those little red bugs and those tiny little seed ticks. But they call them a yearling tick. That's one that's big enough that you can see it.
Right.
Not too big, but it's big enough. I have to pick them off for him every night when he gets out here. He still thinks he's got to get out here and work just like he always did. And of course, we have a lot of work to be done with most everything over on the farm, you know, and you can't keep him from doing it. He's gonna do it as long as he lives, and I guess if you can live a long time, the more active you stay.
Yeah. Something to him. Has he always been pretty healthy?
Yes, never been sick. He won't take any kind of, not even an aspirin.
Yeah.
He has arthritis. One of his hands goes, his right hand goes to sleep. We took him to Shreveport and they x-rayed him, and it was calcium buildup here in the back of his neck, and they said he'd have to have surgery and go in there and get that calcium out. But it's pinching that nerve that goes to his hand. And they told us to put him on traction. And so we bumped this traction thing. And he got that, it helped a lot. He just never had the surgery. Keeps on going. He talks about it. He says, when I get everything done, I will. I said, well, if you wait till then, you won't have it. Because you never will get everything done. So in the winter, you feed the cows, and in the summer, you cut hay for them and fix fence. And so it keeps you busy all the time.
To remember
any of my grandparents.
Either your mother's side or your father's side? You don't know where they were from or anything like that?
No, I know I think my mother's folks was from here. And my father's folks came from Kentucky.
From here, you mean your mother's folks were probably from Union County?
Yeah, from Union County. As far as I know, there's
do you imagine they were farmers?
They had to be farmers. Because there was no other way.
Schooling goes, you decide.
I don't know how much they had in there.
Probably a
small amount.
Grammar school, something like
probably
that.
Probably so.
Talking about your husband.